American Radio's Daily Defense.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, because they don't want me to, that's why I do it.
Presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance. From the GunBroker.com studios.
On the Crossbreed Holsters Platinum Microphone.
They're never going to stop us here.
Here is your host, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting the enemies of freedom, Mark Walters.
And the enemies of freedom are going absolutely bonkers, haywire, ballistic. Don't you just love it? And they lost another case today when the Supreme Court affirmed an individual the coach's right to kneel in prayer at the 50-yard line. Oh, good heavens. Lo and behold. And there were three liberal justices that dissented. You gotta wonder what's wrong with the left in this country. God, guns, everything American, they hate. And the rule of law. God, guns, and the rule of law. Nobody outlawed abortion. They just remanded it back to the states so the voters could decide. That's how this country works. Unless you're a leftist. Disagree with me, the hell with you. And I'm going to pack the court to see to it that, well, you know, no matter what you think, it will always agree with me. Unbelievable what we're facing in this country today. Greg down in Dallas, how you doing today?
It's Monday Gunday, man.
It is Monday. I'm drinking some Defender coffee. It is not my first cup.
All right.
Have you had any today?
Not Defender, but I've had my daily dose of coffee already.
Had your daily dose?
Yeah.
GunBroker.com studios. Crossbreed Mike lit up for you. Mark Walters on that mic, filling your prescription for freedom. All of it presented by X Insurance. And Greg, get ready with the ta-da, because I picked up my new Daniel Defense V7 today. And they dropped off my new gun safe today. Yeah, isn't that great? A double whammy. It's like Christmas in June.
Mm-hmm.
Let's continue Christmas in June. Dave Workman joins me from beautiful Bellevue, Washington. Dave, how the heck are you?
Well, I'm a lot better than I was a week ago.
Yes, you are, and I bet I know why.
Yeah.
All right, let's do this. Last night I had Alan on the program for an hour. And, boy, as I remind listeners every single week, particularly on Mondays, but, Dave, as you know, we learn so much from Alan every time he's on the program. Every single time we get something different. Yesterday was no different. We learned a lot, and an hour just wasn't enough. In fact, Alan and I were laughing because I was getting messages saying, can you keep him for three? Can you keep him for 3 hours? And I wouldn't have done that to him, but I easily could have. So I had to reach out to you today as an extension. And I'm going to ask you the same question that I opened up the show with Alan yesterday. And that was, when you read the ruling, like me, I know you were waiting with bated breath, probably refreshing that opinion page like I was. And I was driving while I was doing it, I might add. I want to know, when you read the decision, what did Dave Workman think? What went through Dave Workman's mind when you read that? What emotion did you feel?
Well, you got to remember something. I temper everything that I can because of my background in journalism. So I started reading the ruling. I knew right up front it was a 6-3, and that Clarence Thomas had written it, which signaled to me This was going to be a barn burner. And it was. I was not disappointed. Justice Thomas has been a defender of the Second Amendment, an advocate of bringing more Second Amendment cases to the court. He has repeatedly expressed his dismay that the Second Amendment was being treated like a second class right, and he got to express all of that stuff in his 63-page majority decision, which I thought was very well written. It's certainly easy to understand. And if I can understand it, I guarantee you that the good people of New York who are up in Albany at the state capitol, they damn well better understand it. The attorney general in New York was not terribly happy, which suggests to me she understood it.
Bingo.
The states of New Jersey and California understood it because they have similar laws and similar good cause requirements, and the attorneys general in both of those states in less than 24 hours sent out directives to all of their law enforcement agencies, no more good cause requirements for concealed carry applicants. Bingo. Done. Story is over. And
you know, Hochul in New York, Dave, real quick.
Yeah.
When she went ballistic, you know, when you're over the target, you're taking flack. And when I saw that, I normally would get angry listening to her. You know, shut up. Oh, you make me. No, I thoroughly enjoyed watching her lose it. It was a different emotion for me, one that I'm not used to feeling, because this is, you know, we wear this close to our vest. You and I have been doing this a long time. We take it personally. We live what we talk. It's the real deal. And in this case, I felt, I guess I can use the word vindicated to a certain extent. It's good to know that what you think and what you write about and what you talk about and what you support and fight for every day has been affirmed at that level. Agree?
Well, I think it's important for people to understand something. I'm not a gun rights advocate. I've never been a gun rights advocate. People say I am. I'm an advocate for the recognition that the right to keep and bear arms is equal to the right of freedom of speech, to the right of to peaceably assemble, the right to have an attorney if you're accused of a crime, the right to remain silent, which I wish people on Capitol Hill would exercise. But, all rights are equal rights, and all rights are special. They're not privileges. They're rights. You and I are exercising our rights under the First Amendment, and the Second Amendment protection of the right to keep and bear arms is no less than the right to free speech, freedom of the press. I mean, they're all equal, and they all have to be protected. My beef has always been that I think too many of my colleagues in the press, and I consider them colleagues, they have routinely and historically crapped on the Second Amendment. Mm-hmm. They just don't like it, and that astounds me, because if the Second Amendment were to fall, it's not going to take very long for the First Amendment to come under withering attack by whoever is in power.
Well, which it already is now, to
a
large
extent. I'm
talking
about the left, not the right.
Right. Great point.
It's befuddling to me how it's okay for the left to try to step on somebody's rights, and the media lets them get away with it. But when somebody from the right says, hey, wait a minute, you don't have the right to yell fire in a crowded theater. You don't have the right to start smashing buildings because you're upset over something. You do not have the right to block traffic. The media and the left, they go absolutely into orbit around Jupiter. It's that bad. And it's indicative of the double standard that the left has always practiced, and they've always enjoyed. You know, if it weren't for the double standard, the left would have no standards at all.
Well, that's such a good point, because they don't have any convictions. And it's impossible to have convictions when everything is emotional. I don't know where Thomas was, but I've seen a clip moving around in social media today where Thomas nailed it yet again. Not the one about the press when he answered, I'll retire when I do my job as bad as you do your job, or whatever. That was a, you know, that was a smackdown. But he's out there now. He said fundamental things don't change. Fundamentals don't change. If you're caught in a hurricane, north is still north. If you're on a in a sunny, beautiful day, north is still north. If you're so-and-so, north is still north. These things never change. And Thomas understands that. And that's just the basics. What he's talking about is our rights, our freedoms. They don't change. Our rights are our rights, period. Nothing swirling around politically changes that fundamental basic of life in America. And Thomas has it nailed. We've got a great 2 hours for you. Dave Workman for the remainder of this hour, followed by David Kodria. Don't go away.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
AAR listeners, this is the year I'm asking you to go out of your way to support our partners that keep this program on the air. It's essential to our existence and to the ongoing fight for the Second Amendment. Our newest partner, the Crime Prevention Research Center at crimeresearch.org, headed by Dr. John Lott, is literally on the front line defending our freedoms and this program. While the anti-gunners spend millions spreading misinformation and lies, it's the CPRC and Dr. Lott advancing the real scientific understanding of the relationship between laws and gun ownership, improving the awareness and knowledge of this scientific understanding among the public, journalists, and policymakers, and enhancing public safety through these scientific advances, improving awareness and knowledge in the public eye. As a nonprofit, Dr. Lott needs our help to continue this groundbreaking research and getting it out to the public. Please, like I do, make a monthly donation, whatever amount, to the CPRC and help us tell the truth about our right to bear arms. You can do so at crimeresearch.org. Crimeresearch.org. Please help us today.
Gun owners across the country have become targets of frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom firearm liability insurance to eliminate your exposure and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits arise, we aggressively fight them. We're the best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions. So call us today or have your agent call us, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Slippers. They took me over 2 years to develop because I didn't want just an ordinary slipper. My slippers are meant to be worn all day long, no matter what you're doing, whether you're inside or outside. My slippers come with an exclusive 3-tier cushioning system that you won't find in any other slipper. It combines 2 layers of foam, including my proprietary My Pillow foam and a patented impact shell made from U.S. soybeans. My 3-tier cushioning system is going to help relieve pressure points, provide that micro support you need for all day comfort, and help prevent fatigue. Not only that, my slippers are made with high quality leather and a premium indoor outdoor sole that make them extremely durable. I personally guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own.
Hey, it's Mark, and you know Mike supports the right to keep and bear arms, and we support Mike. Please visit MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials box and use promo code AAR for all of Mike's great discounts, or call 800-978-9358 and remember, use promo code AAR.
Carr, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics. Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 carbine and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Hey guys, Mark here. No music in the background for this spot. I want you to hear what I'm telling you here. You know from listening to the show that our partner, GunBroker.com, is celebrating over 20 years in business. But what you didn't know is that there are now over 6 million registered users. Think about that for a second. 6 million registered users. And it gets better. There are over 1 million. That's 1 million items listed every single day. Every single day. So I promise you that if you can't find it on your store shelves, you'll find it at GunBroker.com. That's GunBroker.com. Go register. It's 100% free.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show.
Yeah, welcome back to the show indeed. The GunBroker.com studio's lit up for you. Check out GunBroker.com. Great partner. We love them to death. GunBroker.com. It is free to do. You have to do nothing but go over there and sign up so that you can peruse over 1.5 million auctions of all the cool stuff you either have or want to have. Every single day. It's addicting, I can promise you. I know it firsthand experience. Also, on the Crossbreed mic for you today, I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom, all of it presented by X Insurance. I just had a great conversation with X Insurance Management earlier today. So much fun stuff getting ready to happen. Greg, before I go back to our guest, Dave Workman, fan favorite, I might add, during the break, I want to mention I did myself a disservice. I put on The View for 6 minutes today.
Ugh.
Yeah, and Martin heard me in the chat. He says, did you have to take a shower after it was over?
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty bad. Like I said, I made it for about 6 minutes. I just shook my head. Dave Workman, welcome in. People can say anything they want in this country. I couldn't care less. But when what they're talking about is blatantly wrong, I mean, simply not right. When it's pure disinformation, let me go to abortion for just a second. Not for abortion, but for the conversation. The Supreme Court did not outlaw abortion. The Supreme Court simply said this should not be codified at the federal level. We made a mistake in 73 at Roe, and it's going back to the states. We are going to let the legislative process in this country work and let the people decide. Since when, Dave, did that become a bad idea in America, and why do you suppose so many people on the left simply cannot understand that?
Well, Mark, now that you've admitted that you've watched The View, I don't publicly want to admit that I even know you.
Hey, Greg, let's end the show, run a tape, and we'll go to Dave Codrey in the next hour. Oh, see, he's got the music playing. We're ending.
Mark, I can recommend counseling if that's what you're asking me.
Oh, it was tough, man. It was tough to hear.
I tell you, they have literally turned fact into fiction on that program, and by a greater extent, completely on the left. I've said repeatedly, abortion, that's not my sandbox. I don't like going there.
Right.
But I will do this. When I saw there was a film clip the other day of Maxine Waters outside of the Supreme Court. We all know who Maxine is. Mm-hmm. She's that congresswoman from California who she ought to practice her right to silence. When she was telling a fairly rabidly angry crowd that we're going to ignore the Supreme Court, don't listen to the Supreme Court, I thought, that woman ought to be thrown out of Congress for saying that. The Supreme Court is one part of the government. There are three equal parts to the government. There's legislative, executive, and judicial. They're all parts of the government, and they're all equal parts. She's got no business saying stuff like that. They're right now getting ready for another special hearing on January 6th.
It's a joke.
Which is going to mean I'm serious. True story. They're going to have some kind of a hearing today or maybe this afternoon. And when it comes to November 8th, which we all know what that is, I'll bet you January 6th, is not going to matter one hell of a lot in comparison to the price of gasoline, the price of groceries, what your wife has to pay for a dozen eggs, maybe a box of disposable diapers, and I'm sure she can dispose of them. That stuff is what's going to be important to the American voter come this fall. And they're angry at Donald Trump for allegedly inciting this insurrection. What Maxine Waters said the other day was just as bad, if not worse. And I keep going back to, you know, Chuck Schumer when he was out in front of the Supreme Court saying, you know, listen to me, we're going to get you justices. I always have trouble with his name. Forget it.
Kavanaugh.
Kavanaugh. And I apologize for that. I'm not having a Joe Biden moment, by the way.
You know the thing.
it's the thing. But when he was saying, hey, you know, you're on notice, you're in trouble, you're going to pay for this, I'm thinking, what the hell is he doing? I mean, this is on national television where he's saying this. And it's okay, like I said in the last segment, it's okay for the left to do that stuff. But somebody on the right, somebody that they don't like, oh, my God, it's like the end of the world is here. We're going to get hit by a big meteor that's going to wipe us all out. That is just how entrenched in hysteria these people are. And, you know, they talk about red flag laws. Believe me, I'm not sure Maxine or Chuck ought to have any access to a firearm because of the stuff that they've said. And
it's truly insurrectionist.
That's my final word.
It truly is insurrectionist behavior. And because they have the media on their side is why they get away with this. They know they can get away with this. And the media, if you or I said that on the steps of the Capitol, or if you know, Ted Cruz had said something like that, I mean, all you have to do is look at what they've done to Donald Trump. And, it's okay for me, not for thee. And we know that. And that is why they get away with it. Again, we've talked about the media almost ad nauseum over the years. It's so bad. But I go into the mind. I try to get into the mind. What do they not understand? Because I am old enough to remember, as you are old enough to remember, if you didn't like a decision from the Supreme Court, there were many decisions over the years that I didn't like and didn't agree with. What you do is you take it to the ballot box. The first thing you say is, man, we got to get rid of these people. We need to fix this if we don't like it. It's not like that on the other side. You have AOC. Now, this always boggles my mind, how we look at a broke, out-of-work bartender, socialist, admitted socialist, who hates this country, hates the form of government, hates our economic format, that is lecturing Americans now as if she's an expert in these fields, of which she is not. However, her position as an elected official still must be respected. She got elected. She went through the process and she got elected. Now, we don't have to like what she says. What we do is we work to get rid of her. We pump money into it. I mean, I've donated to candidates that are not in my area, okay, to try to get rid of some of these people. That's the way the process works in our republic. It's very disheartening to turn on a television show like The View. And I'll take us to the break with this, and then we'll get your commentary. But to turn that on and hear the gobbledygook that comes out of their mouths, it's as almost as if they simply no longer understand or respect the three institutions that Dave just mentioned, listener, at the beginning of this segment. The executive branch, the judicial branch, and the legislative branch. To them, it's burn it all down. And I say that because you had an elected official screaming, illegitimate, illegitimate. Dave, hold that thought. When we come back, I'm going to go right to you to get some comments on that. And then I want to ask you a couple more questions. I have a good question to ask you about the SCOTUS decision. Then I want to turn to gun control. We'll be back with Dave Workman. Don't go away. Two more segments. As host of this program, I am proud, very proud, to welcome Daniel Defense to our airwaves. Founded in 2001 by President and CEO Marty Daniel, Daniel Defense is now the world's leading manufacturer of the finest AR-15-style rifles, AR-style pistols, bolt-action rifles, and accessories for civilian, law enforcement, and military customers. Daniel Defense is a family-owned and privately held firearms manufacturer in Black Creek, Georgia, not far from these AAR studios. 20 years of manufacturing freedom has evolved into one of the most respected and recognizable firearms the world has ever seen. All Daniel Defense products carry a lifetime warranty, and the Daniel Defense name remains unmatched in quality, precision, and world-class customer service. To learn more, visit DanielDefense.com. That's DanielDefense.com. Hey guys, Mark here, and you know, from listening to the program, you know that our partner, GunBroker.com, is celebrating over 20 years in business. But what you might not know is that there are over 6 million registered users. I want you to think about that for a second. 6 million registered users. And it gets better. There are over 1 million, that's 1 million items listed every single day. I know you can't find what you're looking for on your store shelves. You're no different than I am. I can promise you that what you can't find, you will find at GunBroker.com. It's real simple. GunBroker.com. Go there today. Register like I did. It's 100% free.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics. Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org, and together we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com. The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, guys, make sure, now that we're welcoming you back for the third segment, we've got a pretty decent lengthy segment here for you. Let me take a brief opportunity to remind you to please visit our partners that make this discussion possible all day. We couldn't do it without them. GunBroker.com, Crossbreed Holsters. All of this, by the way, presented by X Insurance. Big stuff. I mentioned I spoke with their corporate today. We've got a lot of fun stuff. You're going to be seeing a lot more of them, by the way. Daniel Defense. I just picked up my new Daniel Defense rifle today. Visit DanielDefense.com, TheDoubleDFoundation.org, and donate $5, $2, $50, whatever you can,
to help Cindy Daniel support the youth shooting sports. It's all based on donations, and they do God's work over there. They're bringing up the generation behind us that is going to be out there fighting this fight down the road. It's just the way it works, and we need these kids coming up behind us, and the Double D Foundation is doing amazing work. John Lott, crimeresearch.org, do I even have to explain God's work that he's doing? John will be on the program for a solid hour this week. I wanted him on the program yesterday, but we just, a half hour, Greg, was not enough time.
Oh, no.
It's just not enough time for John, so I wanted to give him a full hour, and we will likely replay that hour on a Monster Cast coming up maybe this weekend, or I might just bring him in for the hour. Either way, John Lott will be here. Crimeresearch.org, 100% dependent on me and you to donate our money, $5, $50. I do it $50 every month. Second Amendment Foundation, SAF.org. Alan on the program last night. They're getting ready to line up lawsuits now to fight when we know the Democrats are going to try to do everything in their power to work their way around this Supreme Court ruling. Please make sure to visit all of our partners and help them out. They make this discussion possible. We'll talk more about them coming up throughout the program. Let's go back to Dave Workman. Dave, I want you to go ahead, if you would, and finish your thoughts, please, before we ran up against that hard break.
Well, my thought is very simple. I think Joy Behar and the rest of those people on The View must have slept through American civics in high school. They, you're right. They do not understand. Maybe they do. They just don't really want to recognize. They don't understand how the American system works. If you don't like somebody, you vote against them. And, you know, frankly, after the ruling came down on Thursday in favor of the Second Amendment, and then again on Friday, it was no surprise at all that Democrats jumped on the bandwagon in front of every microphone they could find, turning this into a campaign thing. You got to help elect more Democrats, people who understand the law, blah, 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 in November. And, you know, there's a reason they need to do that, because they got nothing else to run on. The economy sucks. You know, when I'm paying twice for a gallon of gasoline what I paid 14 months ago, there's something really wrong. You know, groceries are up, taxes are up, and you know, all of this stuff that really impacts the average Joe and Jane Doe who pay the bills, who work at jobs. They make this country what it is. That stuff is what's important. None of these pie-in-the-sky, goofy notions about clean energy and, yeah, if you can't stand the price of a gallon of gas, go buy an electric car. It's okay. Man, these people are so disconnected from reality that they ought to be institutionalized. You know? I'm serious. I agree. People that stupid.
What I don't understand, and listeners, we're just having a conversation here with you, okay? But think about this, because I know you talk about these things at your own dinner table. I do not understand the individual who might not like guns, their desire to take that right from me. I don't understand that. I cherish every single right that's laid out in our Bill of Rights. Every single one of them. Every single one of them. And I don't understand the individual who wouldn't. This is what makes America great. This is why people are willing to risk their lives to get here. It's why they're coming in droves in this country. And we're not even going to get into the immigration deal here. That's a whole other 3-hour show. I'll leave that to other hosts to tackle that one. But suffice to say, people die to get into this country. Many have died. You don't see people dying to get out unless you're that little goofball from Green Day, whatever that idiot's name is. By the way, I filled out the 4473 today when I picked up my new Daniel Defense V7, Dave, and there was a section on there, have I ever renounced my U.S. citizenship? If I had said yes, I wasn't picking up the rifle. So this clown is, I guess he already renounced his U.S. citizenship and is moving back to Great Britain, to which I say, don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way out, bro. Okay.
Well, yeah, you know, he can be there with all of the other rejects we sent back in 1789.
Well, you know, hey, I remind people on this show all the time. I said this on a BBC program. Some guy was yelling at me, and I said, look, it's American guns that have kicked your ass twice and saved your ass twice. Okay? Let's not forget that. And that's a true statement, by the way. But I'll digress there. That was said, you know, during an argument. But, Dave, let me go ahead and finish your thought, and then I want to ask you a question about this ruling that I have yet to find the answer to. We'll see what you think.
Well, I was just going to say that one time I was interviewed by somebody on the BBC about a case that had happened over there years ago. Daniel Martin, a farm owner, had shot these two guys who were breaking into his house.
With the shotgun, yes.
Yeah, and he killed one of them. And so he went to prison. So the guy at the BBC was talking to me about it, and I said, well, yeah, if somebody breaks into your house, you know, you have a right to defend yourself. And this guy gets all just really wrapped around the axle. He says, you mean to tell me that you'd murder me if I broke into your house? And my response, I remember it just like it happened. Yes,
I can hear that.
I said, well, you know, where I come from, that's not considered murder. That's more of a public service.
It's self-defense.
He was going to have a fit.
it's predictable. I mean, I've been in conversations like that at the same time, and you know, we saw what happened in with Trudeau, that you do not have a right to use a firearm to defend your life and all this nonsense. We all, you know, that's just the globalist elite speaking right now. And Biden is overseas bad-mouthing his own country because of the abortion ruling and everything else. We saw Obama go on the apology tour for America after his first election, all that nonsense. Let me go back to the ruling for just a second.
Yeah, let's get back, because I have it in my hand, all 160-some pages of it.
Well, then you understand, obviously, very well what he laid out. Now, as far as the text and history of the Second Amendment, and he wiped out the second one. He says it's a one step. We got to need to go back to the text at the founding as to what it meant. And those are the fundamental things that Thomas was referring to. Those fundamentals never change. It can be a rainy day. It can be a clear day. But those fundamentals never change. So that's laid out. We have a right to carry a firearm in public for self-defense. Now, I haven't seen the answer to this yet. I've looked today, and I hope maybe you can help me out.
Sure.
Does that mean that I can travel to New Jersey with my firearm? Is this a national reciprocity built into this, or are we going to have to go through another court case? Can New Jersey ban me from carrying my firearm in public, which is clearly laid out in this ruling as my right to do? I've not seen it laid out yet.
Well,
what do you think?
I believe New Jersey can, under its individual authority, state authority, they can regulate who can and can't carry a firearm in that state. What they can't do is require somebody to provide a good cause in order to get a concealed carry permit. Each state, as those of us who didn't sleep through civics knows, each state has its own constitution. In fact, our country is called the United States of America. It's not America. It's not, us. It's the United States. And we have 50 states, and each state
has... You forget that sometimes.
Well, each state has its individual constitution.
You better believe it. Dave, hold it. We've got that hard break. We've got one more segment with Dave Workman. We'll let him finish the hard breaks. Gosh, I wish we could just keep going. We'll be back with Dave Workman right after this. Don't go away. As host of this program, I am proud, very proud, to welcome Daniel Defense to our airwaves. Founded in 2001 by President and CEO Marty Daniel, Daniel Defense is now the world's leading manufacturer of the finest AR-15 style rifles, AR style pistols, bolt action rifles, and accessories for civilian, law enforcement, and military customers. Daniel Defense is a family owned and privately held firearms manufacturer in Black
Black Creek, Georgia, not far from these AAR studios. 20 years of manufacturing freedom has evolved into one of the most respected and recognizable firearms the world has ever seen. All Daniel Defense products carry a lifetime warranty, and the Daniel Defense name remains unmatched in quality, precision, and world-class customer service. To learn more, visit DanielDefense.com. That's DanielDefense.com.
The 25th Anniversary K9 and the Venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research. The classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance. The classics. Thompson. That's right, the Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 Carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms. A family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hey guys, it's Mark, and you know, from listening to the program, you're very well aware that our partner, GunBroker.com, is celebrating over 20 years in business, but what you didn't know is there are now over 6 million registered users. 6 million registered users, think about that for a second. And it gets better, because those 6 million registered users can view over 1 million items listed every single day. 1 million items every single day. I promise that what you can't find on your store shelves, you can find at GunBroker.com, and you will. It's real simple to register. Visit GunBroker.com today to get started. 100% free, always will be. I promise you a new year in 2020 on Armed American Radio. Now you get to say hello to Bersa. Born in Argentina and raised by shooters all over the world, Bersa is amazingly accurate, predictable, and reliable. Also, more safety features than you can imagine, with added value in every single trigger pull. It's a gun you'll definitely want to own. Home defense, concealed carry, competition, target shooting, first-time buyer, seasoned gun owner. Whether you want something for your purse or service and security, say hello to Bersa. Bersa.com. B-E-R-S-A.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
Gun owners across the country have become targets of frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom firearm liability insurance to eliminate your exposure and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits arise, we aggressively fight them. We're the best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions. So call us today or have your agent call us, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com.
This segment of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense is being brought to you by Daniel Defense. Visit DanielDefense.com. Now, back to the show.
Picked up my new Daniel Defense rifle today, the V7. It's absolutely beautiful. I can't wait to get it outside. Ta-da! Where it belongs, so you can hear it. Now, the last V7 I fired was suppressed. That was AWR's. He has the same rifle. We were shooting that out in the desert, suppressed. So I can't wait to get out there and make some noise with it. A beautiful rifle. Please, please, please support all of our partners. Daniel Defense is one of them. Heaven's Harvest is another. Get the food. Get some peace of mind. Fort Worth Armory, Mike, coming up in the next hour. We'll talk about that. Need some ammo? Get you some. www.fortwortharmory, F-O-R-T, spell it out. FortWorthArmory.com. They've got you covered on the 223 and the 9mm, and new products coming as they ramp up production. New company jumping in with us, and we love it. FortWorthArmory.com. Make sure to check them out. All right, let's go back to Dave Workman. We've got one more segment, Dave. I'm sorry, the breaks just keep coming because the conversation moves so quickly, and boom, all of a sudden there it is. I think you're right about that. But I believe, regarding, guys, we're talking about reciprocity. Thomas laid out that we have a right to carry a firearm in public. And using the test, Dave, I'm unaware of any colonial law that said Paul Revere couldn't carry his firearm if he moved from Massachusetts to Connecticut on horseback back in the day, which is the test that Thomas laid out for us. So I think what we'll see, we will no doubt see a case that will challenge that in the future. There's no doubt. And I think it will put Thomas's ruling to the test. It'll be interesting to see what happens. But no doubt, I think we see something like that. Dave, you have written extensively about this, as always. And you put, as, and I love this, just the headline is good. Guys, you can see this at AmmoLand.com. As Congress puts bums rush on gun control, who are the extremists? Let's talk a little bit about the Senate gun control and your thoughts on that now that it is law, Dave. On Saturday, it was rushed through in 4 days through both houses of Congress, and Biden signed it on Saturday morning. Let's get your thoughts on that bill.
Well, I think it is disturbing that there was very little, if any, debate on this. And it's sweeping legislation. The red flag thing, I've always had a problem with red flag laws, not because they ostensibly are designed to take guns out of the hands of crazy people, but because there's always a concern about due process. And I think that when you rush something into law, just ask about Obamacare. You get the Nancy Pelosi explanation. Well, we have to pass it to see what's in it. Now, that's not good enough for me as a citizen and as a taxpayer. I want to know what these guys are doing. The Senate is supposed to be the upper house of the Congress, where they debate, where they take deliberation seriously. It passed zip 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 over to the House. Nancy Pelosi, she put the brakes off on this thing, and it sailed through only because I think there is an enormous amount of social pressure to quote unquote do something after Uvalde and after the Tops shooting over in Buffalo, New York. And I blame the media for fanning this hysteria without explaining that these things really they're not that often. They don't happen, and they're terrible crimes. Nobody's ever said, hey, yeah, let's make a national pastime out of shooting up a supermarket. That's just insane. And hold the individuals responsible. In Uvalde, the guy's dead, so you know he's taking that argument to a higher court. The kid in Buffalo, he's going to face all kinds of murder and assault charges, which he should. But you don't blame everybody in the United States who owns a firearm for those crimes. You don't penalize people. You can't do that. And I think that this rush to pass this legislation, it happened for a couple of reasons. First, I think that they want to tell the folks back home, hey, look, we did something about these dirty old guns out there. And secondly, and I think this is kind of important, it deflects public attention away from the victory that we scored with the Thomas ruling on the Second Amendment. That drove the left nuts, and they want to get public attention away from that as soon as possible.
You know, you're spot on. You are absolutely spot on. I'm simply going to go one step further, because I have said publicly that Murphy pulled a brilliant political move, and he did. From a political standpoint, it was brilliant. Let's pull the assault. You guarantee this is the conversation that happened with among the Democrats. Let's pull assault weapons ban off the table. Let's pull banning guns under 21 off the table. Why? The other Democrats probably said, why? Because they're too stupid to figure it out. He's sly as a fox. He knows what he's doing. And he responded in kind. He said this. I guarantee it. It had to happen. That's why it's off. That's why it was taken out, Dave, because we know somebody else is going to use a rifle, and then we're going to be able to come back for more. See, and we're going to be able to blame the Republicans. That's going to happen because this bill isn't going to stop any madman from doing anything. And I did put a message out. I can't wait to report lower murders in all these Democrat cities as a result of this bill, Dave. Now, I obviously I'm being sarcastic and facetious because it isn't going to do a damn thing to stop any crime. And those numbers are what are driving the murder rates in this country is essentially gangbanger murders in Democrat-run cities, the inner cities across this country. And it will do nothing to stop any of that. Now, your thoughts on the Republicans who allowed this to go through. GOA is being very harsh on those 14 Republicans over in the Senate and the committee and giving their names and saying, look, we've got to make these people pay at the ballot box for the simple reason I just laid out. They've cracked the door open. There's a brick in the door holding it open. There's a breeze coming through now. And look, you know it. I know it. They know it. The NRA knows it. SAF knows it. CCRKBA knows it. Every clear thinking individual knows it. Will these people be held accountable for cracking that door open, Dave?
Well, maybe they will, maybe they won't, but I'm going to couch this, and I want to remind people of something. In order to make all the changes that need to be made, people are going to have to not vote for Democrats this fall. And you know, I'm electioneer. Okay, I'll admit it. This is a partisan thing. The Democrats have become the party of gun confiscation and gun prohibition. I'm sorry, that's the way it shakes out.
Don't apologize. It's true.
And if you want to have a Republican majority, some of you people are going to have to hold your noses and elect these people in November, or you got to primary them out and replace them with somebody who's better and then put them into office in November. Those are the only two options you got.
That's the way it works in our country. Well said. Dave Workman out in beautiful Bellevue, Washington, in the offices of the Second Amendment Foundation and the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. Dave, thank you for your words of wisdom today. We appreciate it. And congratulations. We're going to gloat a little bit. Big victory. And you, sir, like every other gun rights activist and every other supporter, and not even gun rights activist, let me rephrase that, just a supporter of rights and rights, this was a huge victory, and thank you for doing your part. We appreciate everything that you write. Dave Workman, I'll tell you where you can go get all his good stuff when we come back. David Kodria coming up next. Thanks, Dave. We'll be back after the break.
Just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Slippers. They took me over 2 years to develop because I didn't want just an ordinary slipper. My slippers are meant to be worn all day long, no matter what you're doing, whether you're inside or outside. My slippers come with an exclusive three-tier cushioning system that you won't find in any other slipper. It combines two layers of foam, including my proprietary My Pillow Foam, and a patented impact gel made from U.S. soybeans. My three-tier cushioning system is going to help relieve pressure points, provide that micro support you need for all day comfort, and help prevent fatigue. Not only that, my slippers are made with high quality leather and a premium indoor outdoor sole that make them extremely durable. I personally guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own.
Hey, it's Mark, and you know Mike supports the right to keep and bear arms, and we support Mike. Please visit MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials box and use promo code AAR for all of Mike's great discounts, or call 800-978-9358 and remember, use promo code AAR.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.